because there's so many new people, I'm going to take the opportunity to talk about Zazen. And then I'm going to pass out a little chant that I would like you to take home. And I'll explain why. So first of all, my name is Anne. I'm a priest, but I'm not a Dharma teacher. So Zazen is an important practice in this tradition that we sit here. It's called Rinzai. And I think probably every religious, spiritual path has, in some way, a practice of meditation. In the Soto tradition, or in the Rinzai tradition, we call it Zazen. So Za is just sitting, and Zen is the experience of just being one now. The form, the posture, is really one in which we become aware of the limitations of our body. And, oh, I want to wiggle, I hurt, my knees hurt, and I don't want to sit still. But as much as we can, we want to sit with our back straight, with our heads down a little bit, looking with our eyes, looking at the floor, or at the tatami mat, or whatever might be ahead of us. Most of the time, we are encouraged to keep our eyes open just slightly, but don't hold to any of this as you have to do it this way, because your own body will find what works best for you. So some of us sit like this with our knees on the ground. Some of us can't do that. Don't worry about that. Some people are able, I think, Kaz and Stephen can do more of the full lotus, which I'm too old, I can't do that. But it provides you a really good balance if you can do it. And so sometimes when people first begin doing Zazen, they sit just kind of like this, because that's what they can do. And then over time, they find they can do this. And then sometimes, if they're young enough and agile enough, they can move into the position that Kaz was in. There's also another one that he's in now, which is called the half lotus. So it's like one foot is
on.
That's
it. Yeah,
Alex is doing it. Bhati, is that your name?
Swati.
Okay, Bhati is doing it. So that's a half lotus, and again, you're doing it, good for you. Yes, both mom and dad, mom and daughter. Not right. Dad's not doing it. So the idea is that we are connected to the between the heavens and the earth, and that we are the kind of the conduit, as it were. You can't see it from here, but those of you who can see it at the Tokamo, is that what it's called?
Which one?
What's that little alcove called?
You mean the Kakejiku, right?
What is it?
Kakejiku.
Okay, yeah.
What is?
Kakejiku.
It's like the little... So anyway, the calligraphy that's there is, I don't know exactly the exact words, but it's between heaven and earth. Yeah. And if you look on one side, it's the reverse on the other side. So. The study of Zazen is really to become more aware of what your mind is doing at this particular moment. Sometimes they, in the teaching of it, it's like, okay, when you're training a dog, the dog goes wandering off, and you say, come back here. Wandering off, come back here. And many people will say that is the practice of Zazen, just becoming aware of what the mind is doing and bringing it back. So sometimes people will think, oh, I need to empty my mind, it needs to be nothing in it. And that's probably not going to happen, maybe for a split second it might. But most of the time, you know, we're human, and our minds have their own little activities to, that they want to take us up on and go wandering off. So just when you become aware that the mind is moving away from looking at the mat or the floor or whatever, then just bring it back and don't scold yourself. And don't be, I'm not doing it right. That's not going to work. You will not want to do this. It will be just, okay, come on, there you are doing it again. Just come back, it's all right. And over time, you will find that you can quiet both your body and your mind a little bit. And it's always just a little bit. And then we start all over again. So even people who have been doing Zazen for a long, long, long time, that's the struggle. That's the, just keep on coming back. In that, what we will sometimes become aware of is that of our own difficulties. Oh, here I am being judgmental, you know, about myself, or you know, so and so over there isn't sitting right. I'm being judgmental. And again, that's just if you can just become aware of that judgment. You know, that don't judge yourself for being judgmental, because then you're doing it to yourself. So just be accepting and affirming of yourself. You know, you're doing the best that you can, and there's more work to be done, but at that particular moment, that's all you can do. Do you want to add anything in there?
I think, you know, the paying attention to what's happening now, I think that's the most important thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, you know, you can hear the sound of maybe the, you know, birds,
mm-hmm.
something. So you're paying attention to now. I think that's
so it's like what's right now, not in the past, and it's not in the future. The sheet that I want to tie this in with, there was a yesterday three things. I became aware of three things that I want us as a community, as a sangha, as a group sitting together, I want us to become more aware of. The first thing that happened was there was some sort of a peace march or something in the town in Seattle, and a friend of mine is a Buddhist priest, and he's an abbot, and he's very high up and everything, and he was sitting. Kind of as they're doing the march or the protest or whatever it was. And somebody walked by him and said, we should burn them, we should set them on fire. You know, like the Tibetan monks sometimes set themselves on fire. And it was like, what? You know, I mean, why would somebody say that? So that was the first thing. And the second thing was a story about a Muslim teacher in Alum Rock area in San Jose, who is being, I think she teaches middle school, and she was being taunted, and bad things said to her, you know, just harassed for being Muslim and for having the beliefs that she had. And then, of course, there was the situation in Egypt where so many Sufis were killed. Now those are rather big things, you know, but all of us have some small level of prejudice that we don't oftentimes see, and that's part of what Zazen. It will help us to see, oh, you know, I made an assumption that that person is this or does that, or and I think we really have to work on how do we open our hearts to a world that is so divided right now and so conflicted and so full of hate. So this is the loving kindness chant, and I'm not going to go into it for a long time because we've been sitting for a while, but the chant I would like you to take home, and it says, it starts out with, and you can change the words according to what might fit for you, but it starts out with the I. May I be filled with loving kindness. When love comes from the heart, it goes to the aorta. The first first blood vessel off goes back to the heart, and then it goes to the rest of the body. So too, the loving kindness has to start with us, and then hopefully we can spread it out to the world. So the first time is, may I be filled with loving kindness. May I be whole. May I not have black and whites and this and that separation. May I be free from anxiety and fear. May I be at peace. And then you take it out to your family. So may you be filled with loving kindness. May you be whole. May you be free from anxiety and fear. May you be at peace. And then you can take it out to the larger community, where you work or where you live, to your state, to your country, to the world. And you just can keep saying it. Now, I find that when I go to sleep at night, I like to just take a breath and say this. May I be filled with loving kindness. May I be whole. May I be free from anxiety and fear. May I be at peace. And it does help me to put to sleep. I don't know, sometimes I'll fall asleep and I'm like, oh, I didn't finish it. But anyway, I'm going to encourage you to do something. Maybe just to say this, put it by your pillow, put it by your toilet, put it in the kitchen, put it in your car, someplace where you might say it. And hopefully we will have an impact by sitting zazen, by becoming in tune with our whole world. So thank you all for being here. What a nice new group. And I will go back to my seat, and then we'll do the last ring, the last bow, and then I'll pass these out when we make our circle at the end.